we had to enter a staircase that had, at this point, because of the initial, the initial hit, the shock of this, with this, essentially an earthquake, or the, has the effects of an earthquake, a lot of the water mains had broken, and this staircase had a rush of water that was unbelievable. And we literally had to, he didn't want the group to go together because building debris was coming down with it. I mean, it was very violent. You saw the images of the flood yesterday. It was the mudslide. It's very similar, just a very violent kind of, it's gravity is taking it down potentially 110 stories. And so he wanted people to go one at a time so that if somebody in the back flipped, they didn't take everybody else with them. And so, because it literally kind of went to, he was at one entrance, and then at the next, you went down one, I don't know if you call that a flight, but you know when you go to a flight, you go to a landing, you go to another one? At the other end was a firefighter who then guided you into locker space, which, so this was not a non-traditional way to exit the building. It was not an emergency route. It was, quite honestly, absent a World Trade Center employee, no one would have known with that speed of how to get people out. And so we just decided that, we would go, we're going to go together. And so they wanted, he also wanted people to put things over their mouths because it felt like smoke. It wasn't really smoke. It was pulverized concrete, but trust me, it has the same kind of debilitating effects. And I just, Tequila, we'll take care of our lungs later. Let's just hold on to the railing, hold on to me, and we're getting it down. And so we did that, and it was not easy. So, you go from moving many, many people through a stairwell to now you're moving them one at a time. And if I'm correct that this man knew what happened, he even one more person getting through was one more person that could potentially get out. And so we did. We made it down this stairwell. It was not easy. And, and put yourself in this frame of mind that all you want to do is get out. And yet you can't move fast. One thing I had mentioned, and I should, September 11th is my father's birthday. And my father died in 1984. And it was important to me because there are many times throughout that morning, I'm like, look, my dad's taking care of me. And I kept teasing Charlie. I'm like, and because you're with me, you're getting the benefit of that. But my dad's taking care of us. And between him and my son, I was going to get out of there. Yeah, at this point, there was very little light. There was no light in the stairwell. The light that came from, or if it was, there just wasn't a lot. And then the smoke, which wasn't really smoke, but felt like smoke. It was difficult to see. It was difficult to breathe. And just the rush of water. It was hard. I will say, up until that point, it wasn't bad. It really, honestly wasn't bad. From that point on, I will honestly say it wasn't fun. Yeah, it wasn't. But when we did finally get down to this landing, the firefighter said, just go this way. And we're in a space that we're in water that's well up to our calf and is rising. Mm. You could see there was one emergency light, that battery-operated light that was still working, but everything was still very clouded, very... You could see wires hanging. I don't know if they're live. So I'm saying, just watch the wires. And Charlie's arguing. He's like, I don't think they're live. I'm like, well, do me a favor. Just watch them. Just don't touch them, okay? Let's not find out. So we, but as we walked further, as I said, there were lockers on my right. But as we walked further, we got to a point where the light from that one emergency light didn't do anything. It was pitch black. And you're literally just feeling your way along.
Now?
I believe three.
Yeah.
I believe three. And we we didn't even know we were at the end until all of a sudden a guy says, all right, I'm going to open the door and just keep going. So we had no idea where we were at this point.
So this, this guy that's guiding you that knew the...
No, he wasn't guiding. No, this was, they had people stationed. Oh. They had one at the top of the stairwell that we had to enter, one at the end of it to say, don't keep going, like, go this way, and then one that was positioned at a door at the end of this locker space. And so, you know, we went from pitch darkness to light, only it wasn't, it was one of the weirdest sensations I've had in my life because it was bright, but you couldn't see. And it was, and we stopped holding on to one another, and at this point the ground was dust, but it was almost had this unearthly quality to it. And when I looked up, and I, Charlie was there, but he was just, he was a figure. He had lost like his, almost his human shape because of the blinding pulverized concrete. And I will be very honest with you, at that moment, I actually thought, you know, you hear people that have the near-death experiences that talk about darkness with light, that I said to myself, oh, we didn't make it. But what was amazing, and I will tell you, this is something that I have told friends of mine who lost people there, for the first time that morning, I had a wonderful sensation of peace. And I thought, oh, okay. It wasn't bad when I thought we didn't make it. And, you know, as I've said to other people that lost someone, that if they had that peace like I had, then God bless them. You know, because when I realized where I was, it wasn't pretty, and it wasn't not, you know, then I realized, yeah, we did make it. I just don't know where we are, and I don't know how we're going to get out. And I looked down on the ground, and I realized there were no footprints around where we were. And I said, Charlie, this is not the way out. There's, you know, there's nobody went out this way. I don't know where we're going, but this is not the way out. And we started yelling, and when we turned back to go from where we came, they had let another group of people out. They were like, what they were trying to do, and I'm surmising this, but I think they were trying to meter leaving the door open so as to try to limit how much smoke filled the space. Yeah. And so they would gather some people, open the door, and let them out.